the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, from riding the waves of seaweed innovation to the stress-busting power of plunging into the Atlantic. Mark and Ciara Walton spoke earlier about their love of the sea. But of course, they're not the only ones to feel its benefits. Dave McArdle has been meeting swimmers who take a dip to wash away workday stress.
If standing at the side of a lake or on a stony beach on a cold November day like today, taking off your clothes about to get into the water is the stuff of nightmares for you, it might be time for a rethink.
There's no better feeling than floating in the middle of Loch Earn on a calm day, even on a day that's where it's raining, where you're just sitting there, just floating in the water. There's something very freeing about it and certainly very beautiful about it and how it makes you feel.
That's Ryan Williams, director at Connected Health Group and co-founder of the AMP Incubator Derry.
The idea of being back in the middle of nature and understanding how to cope with all those types of things, I think is really good for, particularly for young people growing up, because there's less and less opportunities for experiencing that kind of discomfort. So there's a fitness component, there's a dopamine hit, a really positive dopamine hit. But there's also about just how you make progress when everything around you is pretty tough, and helping our kids understand what resilience looks like. There's only a small number of ways you can do that in a relatively safe environment, and open water swimming is definitely one of those. There is no doubt the cold water has massive benefit. And also the misery and the discomfort. Getting comfortable with being uncomfortable is one of the best things about open water swimming.
My name is Niamh Hegarty. I produce a fermented drink. It's bee-cultured water kefirs. All of it started sitting on a beach in East Cork. I do get this feeling of being disconnected, and I feel like in my work as well, I can sometimes feel like everything is just quite intense around me. That's often when I go and I crave a swim, like crave being in the water. When I'm in the water, it allows me to just be. Often it's cold, or often, you know, you could have waves, so you can't actually think. You're thinking about survival, you know, your body's going, okay, how do I survive the cold? How do I survive the crashing wave? You're so present because of all of this. When you do come out, I think it brings back that sense of just calm. It just gives you a better sense of perspective. And I'm feeling good.
It takes you away from the normal run of the day stuff, and it allows you to zone into what's important to you and only you at that time.
Joe Kennelly is a school principal in Galway.
I grew up in West Clare beside the beautiful Spanish Point in White Strand. We spent our summers roaming the beaches, swimming and fishing and out in boats. That's where my journey really with the sea began, I suppose.
It was as a young man in Dublin that he realised how important sea swimming was for him.
I went to Dalkey in Dublin as a young 21-year-old from the west of Ireland, quite lonely and lost. On my first day there, I discovered the 40-foot. My daily trip was my saviour, really. It truthfully was. It brought me this fulfilment and happiness and energy that I became very much addicted to.
Being an early adopter of daily sea swimming turned heads at the time.
I can remember them when I came back to Galway. We were almost treated as being odd. You were pointed out, that's the fella that gets in every day, hail, rain or snow. People didn't realise that we were doing this for several reasons, but the main one for me was, it was my well-being. To me, it's the sea, it's the cold water immersion, it's the variation of the temperature each day, it's the kick, it's the high, it's the connection with something that's very, very special, and with a community that's very, very special.
Another passionate advocate of the benefits of sea swimming is CEO of McGee 1866, Rosie Temple, who's the fifth generation in the renowned Donegal family business. But does she get into the water every day?
Yes, if I can. If I'm in Donegal, I tend to pop down to the Mount Charles Pier. It is a little bit bleak in the winter, but you sometimes get a little bit of magic with some of the phosphorescence. I think it's always good for the mind and good for the body. And look, it's not rocket science. If you're having a busy time, it's always good to try and take a couple of minutes out to have a complete break, no screens. That's always going to be good for your soul.
And then there's the vastness of the sea and just how small we can feel in it.
When you jump in, there is that sense when you look to a broad horizon, that is always good for us to have that slightly humbling experience of where we stand within Mother Nature.
Even for seasoned sea swimmers, there is a bit of convincing needed to get into that cold water, particularly trying to stop the internal chatter.
Oh, is it a bit cold today? It's colder than yesterday. I don't know. I haven't been in it like this in a while. And, you know, you have to really talk to yourself and really say to yourself, okay, just stop thinking, stop overthinking, stop like challenging, just lean in, let it happen. And it's amazing then the exhilaration, obviously that dopamine effect. Our lives are so busy and we're surrounded by people all the time, you know, even if it's just sitting in a car in traffic or phone calls all day long or emails all day long, you very rarely spend time on your own. That's often actually where I get my most time on my own, is when I swim.
For Ryan Williams, there are many comparisons between the struggles of sea swimming and cold water immersion and setting up in business.
The first bit of setting up on your own is really, really challenging and difficult. Just like the first part of a triathlon swim, where you're maybe 70 or 80 competitors getting elbowed in the face, but you realise that's the stage you have to sprint and kill yourself to get free of that kind of mass of swimmers and mass of pressure and things that can go wrong and you can lose your goggles. And business is exactly the same. Get free of that frenzy. If you can work your way through that, generally business becomes a lot easier.
And what advice does he have for anyone interested in taking on a triathlon?
So a lot of prep, just like business, do your research, do your training, understand what direction you want to go, research the course. You don't need to be a first mover to win the race. Watch what other people are doing, what line they're taking, change your line to accommodate that. There's always a faster way. Sitting in behind people, following on their tails can be really effective.
Not that you necessarily have to be competitive in the water, as Rosie Temple outlines.
You can take it as easy or as competitive as you want. You can be the person that just jumps in for a dip and it's just about the immersion, or you can be the person that cranks out a couple of kilometres. There's no pressure and you can be anywhere on that scale.
And if you are more of a dipper than a swimmer, just be careful you don't ruin all the benefits.
I think we've got to be cognizant about how much calories the likes of dipping burns. You know, if you come out and eat three scones and two hot chocolates, it's probably not going to have much benefit from a fitness point of view, but you'll still feel better and the dopamine will still hit. Even if you're only staying in the water 5 to 7 minutes, the benefit of that is fantastic. I think the impact on things like inflammation in the body is really, really good. I know women that have gone through the menopause, it can be a massive benefit as well. But I think in terms of pains, arthritis, inflammation, cold water dipping should have a place in everybody's lives.
And a final piece of advice from Rosie for anyone interested in experiencing the exhilaration of cold water immersion this winter.
We're an island nation. There's so many places to explore. And whether you're driving around the country, take a side road and see what little bit of water you can find, whether that's a lake in the Midlands or along the coast. Check that it's safe and away you go.
Dave McArdle navigating the icy waters there. Well, earlier I spoke to Kira and Mark Walton about Voya and about Mark's dad's seaweed baths in Strandhill in County Sligo. And Kilcullen Seaweed Baths were in touch to say that they've been operating since 1912 in Enniscrone in County Sligo and continue to operate daily. So what a tremendous track record, 112 years. And we also have a text in from Tara in Dublin. She says, I travel a lot and it always makes me smile to see Voya products in the travel packs on foreign airlines.